The federal technology budget hit $78 billion last year, information technology, that is. Few expect the IT budget this year to feel that pinch that many other programs are facing. Kevin Plexico is Vice President of Federal Information Solutions at Dell Tech. He joins us with some analysis of what you can expect from the 2012 federal IT budget, and he joins us live in studio. Kevin, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so give us the top-line picture first. What does the IT budget look like for 2012 relative to last year?
So one of the interesting backdrops that I should share is when you get the IT budget that comes out from the president in the form of the president's request, you get this very detailed line-item breakdown of every investment they're planning to make and how they plan on spending it. When Congress is finished on the backside of that with the appropriations, you never get any kind of reconciliation of what that exactly looks like. So there's never a true-up of here's what the request was, where do we end up? I think the important things to note that inform what the IT budget's looking at going to look like is, first of all, what was the request versus the appropriation? And the appropriation came in at about $98 billion lower than the president's request in aggregate. So I think we should expect that the IT budget is going to feel a bit more the pinch than we thought. But also there's things that happen on the legislative front that create new appropriations and new spending, such as the healthcare reform legislation that had appropriations that affected other agencies that do have IT implications. So there's one area where I think we can expect some additional expenditures. Also implementation of things like the Frank Dodd legislation, where we actually saw an organization, a windfall for this organization, called the The Commodity Futures Trading Commission got $55 million for IT investments to support the implementation of the legislation.
So that's brand new money that was not in the market before.
Additional dollars that are being spent really specifically for that implementation of that legislation.
Well, let me ask you this. If a new development like CTFC and all the new responsibility it got under Dodd-Frank is coming into the fore now, and they've got this $55 million, why are they not going to the cloud and doing this all cheaply? It seems like that's a lot of money for going against the grain of the way everybody else is supposed to be going.
So this is another fascinating area of policy. You see so much policy coming out of OMB, and you'd kind of expect to see that reflected in the appropriations process. So the 600 pages of the appropriations that came out, there's not one mention of cloud computing, and there's only three mentions of data center consolidation, yet those are the two biggest things that we've heard about from the OMB in terms of policy initiatives. So clearly the legislative side of the House is not in the same camp as the OMB around some of the IT initiatives.
Yeah, Mr. Van Roekel, welcome to Washington.
Yes, it's that lag of catching up when Congress realizes, oh, what they're doing is important or interesting. Now, let's talk a little bit about where some of the big increases are. Is it specific agencies that you can pinpoint? Say, you mentioned Health IT, you mentioned the Commodities Future Trading Company Corporation. Are there some other areas? DOD, are they up? What about Homeland Security?
Yeah, so the other areas I use as examples, cybersecurity, there's investments in cybersecurity that are literally sprinkled across many agencies. It's hard to pinpoint it in one area, and this is where we see kind of all levels rising across agencies around spending on cyber. It's one of the few areas in the IT arena that you really see the legislative side of the House kind of weighing in and appropriating funds. The other area I'd call out is investments in what I describe as anti-waste, fraud, and abuse measures, increases in agencies like in CMS, where they're using this as technology to detect where they're wasting money. That's obviously one of the key areas where they can save money. And also, you know, rearing its head from the ARRA and the RAT board, they got $28 million to test and develop technologies to detect waste, fraud, and abuse in ARRA programs, which is kind of ironic 2 years after, 3 years after that.
We're speaking with Kevin Plexico. He is Vice President of Dell Tech, and he's, of course, known more, I think, in the industry as formerly the Vice President of Input, which is now part of Dell Tech, but Input, I think, is the name people still default to. Sorry, Dell Tech. Now, what about big systems like FBI case management or Secure Border Initiative? We're seeing some resurgence in some of those. What do you see across for big developments?
Well, certainly there were some big systems that were funded in the Department of Transportation, about $1 billion for the Next Gen Initiative, which is really the FAA's initiative to modernize the air traffic control system. So that's clearly an area that's supported by by the appropriators, $100 million to support the DOD and VA integrated health record that we've heard so much about. You know, the notion of bringing together DOD and VA health records to have a common record that's shared as a service member moves through their career and then ultimately into retirement under the VA systems. And then there's the IRS, the Business Systems Modernization. I worked at Input for 18 years before joining Deltek, and the IRS seems to have been in a state of modernization since I joined Input 18 years ago, and they got $330 million for business systems modernization. And then the last big number I saw was in the DHS, where they got about $70 million for the data center migration, which is a plus up for them in that area.
Where do you see some of the losers, if you will, some of the people who didn't get a lot of plus ups or actually lost money?
Well, ironically, the VA is one of the few agencies where you actually get a number for their IT spending. The request was $3.2 million. They got $3.1 million. It's not clear if the $100 million that went for the DOD VA integrated health record is lumped into that or not, to be fair. So the VA looks like it's relatively flat on the IT front, yet its overall appropriations are going up, and I have to think that it's just a matter of time before that starts to increase. The other area that's a little hard to tie the impact of overseas contingency operations funding to IT spending, that is actually the area of the budget that's drawing down the fastest. In fact, that was cut by about $43 billion versus the prior year. So how much of that is IT spending? Most of it goes into things like satellite communications and equipment for the folks that are on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan. And obviously, with us pulling out of Iraq, there's a lot less expense that's going in there. So that one's a little bit unclear how that's going to impact IT spending in the DOD.
In terms of vendors, who are going to be the winners and losers in terms of product vendors versus systems integrators versus defense contractors and so forth?
So one of the things that I think is really interesting that's going on, not only do we have kind of a tightening in spending, but we also have a consolidation of contracting through the use of these multiple award task order-based contracts. One of the ones that Jason was just talking about out of the DOD effectively reduces the number of prime contract opportunities to really drive business on the IT front. And for the most part, in our observation, the larger companies have been winning those contracts and win the lion's share of the work on those contracts. And a very small percentage of the work goes to small businesses and to a very small number of small businesses compared to the whole number of small businesses there are.
One of the things that happens year after year is that you see a trend where they say the appropriation is $78 billion and it comes in at $78.1 billion. I think that's what we saw in 2010. There was about a 0.3% increase. Have you seen that kind of trend where, yeah, they appropriate X amount of dollars, but it's really X plus one that they end up spending in the end?
So I think the backdrop there is, as you look back, most of the end of the 2000 decade, you know, the first decade of the new century, most of the appropriations came in higher than a president's request. This is when Congress, for whatever reason, had an appetite for investment in things like DOD, Department of Homeland Security, and so typically spending was above in those periods. Now we're seeing that kind of trend reverse as we're really trying to rein in the budget cycles. So I have a feeling we're going to have 2 to 3 years where the budget request that's made is going to probably come in a little bit lower when the appropriators are finished with it.
Kevin Plexico is Vice President of Federal Information Solutions at Deltek. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can learn more about the federal IT budget, hear this interview again at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. The time is 8:50. Still to come on Federal News Radio, the President and the Pentagon give the rough outlines for how they plan to create a lean but still